Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are a lot of questions about how first responders are protecting themselves and the public. We have FDNY Uniformed Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald on the line with us. Thank you for joining us, and tell us what you're asking for in order to keep your members safe.
Hello, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. What we're asking for, we've asked for the department to be proactive as far as keeping us or their ability to limit the exposure that we will come in contact with, and then also us spreading it amongst each other in the firehouses. We have worked jointly with the department, the UFOA, the UFA, and we're doing the best that we can with what we have, to be perfectly honest. You know, this is all new to us, but I believe that we're doing all the right things. We're hoping to get quicker testing for our members, that if there is a possibility of exposure, so that if that happens, that we can limit the amount of exposure that he gives off or to the other members.
I would imagine in firehouses right now, they're constantly taking temperatures and just monitoring themselves and each other.
Well, temperatures, no, we're not doing that, but we're doing our due diligence as far as keeping the firehouse clean. We're sending the message to all firefighters to personal hygiene, wash their hands, keep their hands away from their face, and that if they are going out on runs, to wear the proper personal protective equipment, we refer to as PPE, and to limit any exposure that they might have.
Now, there was a second member of the FDNY who tested positive. Can you tell us what is being done in that person's workplace in order to keep everybody safe?
Since they got the positive results of him getting the COVID-19, they have put 30 firefighters into the protocol of staying at home, and then those folks will be, you know, obviously under quarantine, and that their temperatures will be taken and report if they come up with any signs or symptoms of the disease themselves. So the firehouse, the members were asked to scrub it down once again, make sure that it is clean and safe to stay in operation, and that nobody that's in that firehouse will be exposed to any of the disease.
But what you're asking for right now is just access to more testing, is that correct?
Well, we have the access to the testing. We want the quicker testing. We want the results in a quicker amount of time. This member was checked on Wednesday, and then they didn't get the results until late Friday, is what I was told. So I know that the testing is out there, that we could get it done quicker, and that's what we're asking for. I think that being a firefighter, the firefighters, the police, EMS, nurses, doctors, you know, all of us that are in this fold, that we need to limit the amount of exposure. So the faster we know that somebody has contracted the virus, the quicker that we can put the protocols in place and then limit the exposure by anybody coming into contact with that person.
All right. Quicker test results, certainly critical to containment and limiting exposure. FDNY Uniformed Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald, thank you so much for joining us on 1010 Winds.
Thank you. And, everybody do your due diligence to keep us all safe. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.